Several Saudi soldiers and an Emirati officer have been killed in the latest reprisal attacks by Yemen's Ansar fighters on allied army forces. Meanwhile, the Saudi Defense Ministry has confirmed that two of its soldiers remain unaccounted for. The ministry believes they are held by the Ansar fighters. Saudi fighter jets have pounded different parts of Yemen. Two houses were targeted in the latest airstrikes in the capital Sana'a, killing at least 20 people. Yemen's health ministry says 236 people have been killed in Saudi attacks over the past 4 days. The Syrian army and foreign-backed militants have agreed to extend ceasefires in three towns of Fua and Kafira in Idlib province and Zabadani in the Damascus countryside. The two Shia towns in Idlib are controlled by the army, but Zabadani is in the hands of the militants. Human Rights Watch accuses the Egyptian military of harming civilians during its ongoing campaign against militants in the northern Sinai Peninsula. The rights group says that over 3,200 families have been evicted from their homes in the past 2 years. It added that the army has also razed farms and homes. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has called for full transparency from automaker Volkswagen over the emissions scandal engulfing the world's biggest car maker. The company has apologized for installing software which is programmed to switch engines to a cleaner mode during official emissions testing. A new survey shows almost half of Americans view the federal government as a threat to their lives and liberty. The poll, conducted by Gallup, shows that distrust in government has increased to 49% from 46% in 2006. Iran is marking the 35th anniversary of Iraq War. President Hassan Rouhani said at the opening ceremony of the Sacred Defense Week in Tehran that today, Iran has the largest and most powerful armed forces against terrorism in the Middle East. He said that Iran will never invade other countries. Car bomb blast has targeted Somalia's presidential palace in the capital, Mogadishu. 11 people are confirmed dead and nearly 24 are injured. The bomber rammed his explosive-laden car into a gate near a checkpoint of the presidential palace.